Welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is February 1st, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Bridget. Ireland has always been a religious place. The Druid religion flourished there for many years before the coming of Christian missionaries, such as Patrick, and the conversion of such notable early Irish Christians as Bridget of Kildare, whom we remember especially today. Bridget lived in the middle of the 5th century, and may have even met Patrick when she was small. In any case, she converted from the Druid religion of her family while still young, and became a nun, eventually becoming abbess of the monastery at Kildare, which had female nuns and male monks, a very unusual configuration anywhere, and the only such place in Ireland. One of the most famous stories about Bridget is how, when she and her nuns came to Kildare, they established their community on land that had been sacred to a pagan goddess, and that they continued to tend the sacred fire they found there. Well, I don't know if that was controversial or not in Bridget's own day, but syncretistic practices such as this have been much in the news lately. Think for yourself. Does appropriating a practice like continuing the sacred fire at a pagan temple represent the final triumph of Christianity? Does it represent the possibility that Bridget and her nuns were not fully converted from their pagan ways? It's an important question, especially in our day when pluralism and multiculturalism, both important in an increasingly global society, clash with our desire to worship God revealed in Christ, in spirit and truth. But might there be a third possibility? The scripture appointed for today comes from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. He writes, "God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong." It seems as if Bridget, in continuing to tend the fire, was making a powerful statement about the Irish people and Christianity in general. Firstly, that their instinct to seek after the holy was good and right, even if incomplete before they learned about Jesus. And secondly, that there is no place without God. Even a temple that had been used for pagan worship is under the ultimate control of our God, who made and sustains the entire world. Let us pray. Ever-living God, we rejoice today in the fellowship of your blessed servant Bridget, and we give you thanks for her life and devoted service. Inspire us with life and light, and give us perseverance to serve you all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you in the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of the Presentation of Our Lord. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.